Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Hey, welcome to our coverage of CU Insight's latest mini-con in their series of four, I believe. And in this particular one, they focused on change, something that we're all very familiar with over the last 12 to 14 months. And in their first keynote speaker was Jenny Blake. She is the author of Pivot, another word that we're very familiar with. The title of her book, Pivot, The Only Move That Matters Is Your Next One. So in this particular clip, she shared four stages of the pivot cycle, and we covered two of them. So if you want to see all of it, check it out. I'll see you on the CU Insight website. Here's Jenny. Check it out.
The third stage, this is where it starts to get fun, is pilot. This goes from just ideas in your head to really looking at what can you try. You cannot know in advance what pilots or small experiments are going to work. A good pilot is a small experiment that will help you answer three E's. Do you enjoy this area? Can you become an expert at it? And is there room to expand? And again, you could ask this personally as a coaching question or as an organization. What do we most enjoy? Where do we thrive? What are we uniquely experts at in the industry? And how can we expand even among your member population? For this, I like the metaphor of racehorses at the Kentucky Derby. You cannot know who is going to win, which of your pilots will win. Even within the org, if you have certain challenges you're dealing with internally, you might not know the exact fix yet. Things are changing so much right now. But if you can line up your pilots like racehorses at the Kentucky Derby, three or four, lift the starting gates and say go, they will start to show you which ones take on a momentum of their own. Some pilot questions I like. What experiments could you run in the next month? These are teeny tiny. There's this phrase, go big or go home. I love the phrase, go tiny, go tinier. And then what could you do in the next 6 months? And those are the bigger pilots that would make a really meaningful leap toward that 1 year vision or 6 month vision. The fourth and final stage is launch. And I will say you can be perfectly happy piloting for months, if not years, and feel really engaged. But every now and then there is a launch moment. Maybe you're launching a new service for your members. Maybe you're launching a new program internally. Maybe someone on your team is becoming a people manager for the first time. So these are the moments that after piloting with project-based experiments, you do kind of go all in on a new direction. To recap, it just boils down again to these four simple questions. What's working? What's out there? What's working? What does success look like? What's out there? What can I try? And you could spend an entire session, coaching conversation with someone just understanding what does success look like for you. How do you define success? How do you want to learn and grow in the next year and make an impact? And later you could say, then let's add this to our one-on-one agenda for our next meeting, and then we'll brainstorm project ideas. So I like to call this project-based coaching, that instead of trying to help everybody solve 100% of their role all the time, you're just trying to help match compelling projects to the people who would be most interested in them.
Thank you very much, Jenny, and stay tuned for more coverage of CU Insight's mini-con series covering change here on CU Broadcast. Check it out.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.